I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. First up, a UK-based environmental nonprofit, EarthSight, has released the results of an investigation that it says reveals the RV industry as the largest user of tropical wood, leading to deforestation. The story was picked up by the New York Times and has been circling many mainstream media outlets. Luan plywood is made from wood from the Luan tree, a large, fast-growing tropical evergreen tree from Southeast Asia. It's lightweight, somewhat water-resistant, and it comes in different thicknesses. Quarter-inch and eighth-inch are often used in the RV industry. It's pretty affordable, and there can be a lot of it in an RV. EarthSight says as much as 700 square feet, which is about 22 4x8 sheets. I think they're underestimating it by far. It skins the frame of the sidewalls on most RVs, so it's what the fiberglass is glued to most of the time or laminated to. And it's the interior walls and ceilings. Just quickly calculating that in my head, I think that could be over 50 sheets in a larger RV. EarthSight and their Indonesian partner organization say they've been studying one of the top deforested wood suppliers in Indonesia, whose destruction of more than 33,000 hectares of natural forest has been exposed recently. Looking into where this deforestation wood was going led EarthSight to a California plywood importer. One of that company's main markets for Luan, they found, was the RV industry. Digging deeper, it became clear, EarthSight says, that this one supply chain was just the tip of the iceberg. They discovered that the RV industry has turned the U.S. into the world's largest consumer of Indonesian tropical wood. This was a concern back in my theater days, too. I used to produce and manage theater productions, and I was the head of a technical theater program at a major university. The theater industry is a big consumer of Luan plywood, building most of its scenery from it, as is the film and TV industry, and even the regular construction industry. Now, just because it's tropical wood doesn't mean it's not sustainably harvested. Luan is a fast-growing tree, and many of the trees used to make Luan plywood are sustainably harvested, but not all of them. EarthSight says logs from forests certified as being sustainably managed by the Forest Stewardship Council, the world's largest green label for wood, are plentiful in Indonesia. Yet almost none, they claim, are being used by the American RV industry because it's unwilling to pay the additional premium. EarthSight believes that U.S. companies importing and using Luan from deforestation are well aware of the environmental impacts while publicly claiming that sustainability is at the core of their businesses, yet they refuse to pay the tiny extra cost for more sustainable wood. The result? Their supply chains are awash with timber from devastating deforestation, and American RV users are being unwittingly made complicit in an industrial-scale environmental destruction. That's all from the press release from EarthSight. Indonesia lost 10.7 million hectares of tropical primary forest between 2002 and 2024, an area larger than Kentucky. It was once home to orangutans, rhinos, elephants, tigers. Only Brazil has lost more. Most of this was cleared to make way for oil palm or for plantations of fast-growing timber used by the wood and paper industries. And despite a decline in the late 2010s, deforestation in Indonesia is rising again. So it's a large problem, lots of companies and countries participating, not just the RV industry. Of the trees that are felled and processed, the most important is Luan, also known as Moranti. By analyzing international shipment records, company statements, and timber procurement documents, EarthSight was able to trace deforestation wood, meaning the wood that's not sustainably harvested, wood that is contributing to the loss of rainforests, two major U.S. timber companies that supply the U.S. RV industry with Luan plywood. It's impossible to say which RVs are ending up with deforested wood, but EarthSight believes it's ending up in the supply chains of all the major manufacturers, whether they know it or not. Their analysis revealed that the RV industry is by far the largest consumer of tropical wood in the U.S., replacing house builders. They say an industry source estimates that at least a third of all tropical plywood imported into the country is now destined for RV production, while customs data suggests that that proportion is closer to half. Largely as a result of RV-related demand, in 2024, the U.S. overtook Japan to become the world's largest importer of Indonesian plywood. EarthSight's calculations show that every day around 500 Moranti or Luan trees are chopped down in Indonesia to supply RV construction in America. They found that almost half of U.S. Luan plywood imports in 2024 came from companies buying deforestation timber directly, while another 19% came from those buying logs from middlemen who in turn bought deforested wood. So is it just cost holding RV manufacturers back? Well, EarthSight says that if RV makers demanded all their Luan be FSC certified, the average cost of an RV would rise by at most $20. As I said before, I think their calculations about how much of this stuff is used in an RV are low. So maybe it's $40, maybe it's $60. Still, it does seem like a low price to pay. In Europe, a law will take effect in December of 2025 that bans the import of products linked to deforestation, including wood. The European Union deforestation regulation requires importers to trace their supplies of timber and other commodities that drive deforestation, like beef, palm oil, and soy, back to the plot of land where they were harvested to ensure they were produced legally and not on land deforested since 2020. Indonesian exporters of Luan plywood to the EU are cleaning up their supply chains, but there's no such pressure on exporters to do the same for the much larger volumes sent to the US. An existing U.S. law, the Lacey Act, does ban U.S. companies from importing wood that was illegally harvested or traded, but it does not ban wood from legal deforestation, nor does it require U.S. importers to obtain details about the wood's origin beyond the species and the country of harvest. This might be a sort of see no evil, hear no evil situation. Thor Industries replied to the New York Times request for comment. Thor is the largest manufacturer of RVs in the world, saying that it was not aware of any deforested wood in its supply chain. Winnebago referred questions about the origins of its Luan to its supplier, Patrick Industries, and to the RV Industry Association, neither of which responded to requests for comment to the New York Times, nor did RV manufacturing giant Forest River. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by eTrailer. Ever feel like finding the right RV part is like searching for a needle in a haystack? Enter eTrailer.com. Whether you're puzzled about which product is right for you or how to install it, eTrailer has got you covered. Their US-based customer service is available by chat or phone 7 days a week, and with expert Q&As, helpful articles, and tons of reviews and install videos, you'll tackle any RV problem with confidence. eTrailer strives to get their hands on everything they sell, and their website is full of overviews, reviews, buying guides, and tutorials. And it's not just RV parts, it's towing and vehicle accessories, camping supplies, and more. Head to the link in the description and get free shipping on orders over $99. Last week, I shared over on the National Parks and Public Lands News on the Parkography channel a breaking story of a ranger who had been stabbed at Staunton State Park in Colorado, and the park was shut down while a major manhunt went underway in search of his attacker, involving SWAT teams, drones, state air support, and alerts sent to more than 8,600 nearby residents. Schools and homes were even asked to lock down. Well, now it turns out it was apparently all a hoax. Authorities now say that 26-year-old Callum Heskett, a seasonal ranger with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, made up the attack. On Tuesday morning, he radioed for help, claiming he'd been stabbed and even giving a detailed description of the alleged suspect. But as investigators dug deeper, inconsistencies in his statements and other questionable evidence emerged. Officials now believe he stabbed himself. Heskett is facing multiple charges, including felony attempt to influence a public servant, tampering with evidence, false reporting, reckless endangerment, and obstructing government operations. He's currently under medical care and hasn't publicly commented. In Michigan, a woman is facing serious charges after allegedly embezzling more than $2 million from her employer, General RV Center, in Wixom. According to the state's attorney general, 56-year-old Susan O'Hara of New Boston used her access to company systems and client information to issue fraudulent checks, which she then cashed by assuming another person's identity. O'Hara has been charged with multiple felonies, including 3 counts of embezzlement over $100,000, computer crimes, forgery, and identity theft. According to RV Business, longtime RV industry leader Scott Hubbell, formerly the CEO of Ohio-based Newcamp, is launching a brand new RV company called Awaken RV. Awaken RV will focus on lightweight, durable, mid-priced, fiberglass molded travel trailers, a segment Hubbell believes is underserved. While many fiberglass trailer makers focus on either models in the $20,000 to $35,000 range or luxury units priced above $85,000, Awaken aims to land right in the middle with its first model, the Morningstar, starting at around $82,500 fully loaded. Hubble says the Morningstar will feature a double-hull fiberglass body for true four-season camping, an aluminum chassis and insulated acrylic windows, a battle-borne off-grid power system, ducted Truma heat and AC, a spacious dry bath and solid wood cabinetry, and modern Euro-inspired styling with lots of natural light. Production is set to begin in September at Awaken's 17,000-square-foot Apple Creek, Ohio facility, with plans to build about 20 units per month by year's end. Hubble also plans to expand into longer fiberglass models over 25 feet, which he says represent a major untapped opportunity within the industry. Italian luxury compact motorhome maker Wingham has announced its formal U.S. tariff policy following the new trade agreement between the United States and the European Union. According to the company, a flat tariff fee of $9,500 will now be added to all U.S. OASI 540.1 sales, regardless of options or model year. While tariffs on European motorhomes remain at 15% and steel components face a 50% tariff, Wingham says it's absorbing part of the cost to keep pricing more predictable for customers. The OASI 540.1, Wingham's first U.S. model, debuted earlier this year at the Florida RV Super Show and has seen unprecedented demand, according to CEO Tony Diamond of Wingham USA. Two larger models, the OASI 610 and the 690, are set to arrive in early 2026. I did a tour of the 540.1 in January that I'll link to in the description if you want to check it out. It's a pretty cool unit. Off-grid power company Renogy has officially launched its lithium 2.0 solid-state battery series in both the U.S. and Europe with immediate availability. The new lineup, including 104 amp hour, 120 amp hour, and a 240 amp hour model, builds on Renogy's solid-state slim battery and introduces what it says is the next generation of energy storage for RVers, van lifers, and off-grid adventurers. The new batteries feature EV-grade lithium iron phosphate solid-state cell technology, delivering over 6,000 charge cycles, wide temperature operability, higher energy density, and a lighter compact form, IP67 environmental protection, and 7 to 8 year warranties. Renogy says the Lithium 2.0 series is designed for plug-and-play upgrades and easy integration across RVs, marine applications, off-grid homes, and adventure rigs. Finally, LCI Industries, or Lippert as you might know them, the largest manufacturer of RV components and chassis, has announced the passing of its founder, Lawrence Larry Lippert, at the age of 100. In a statement shared on Facebook, the company said, "Larry's vision, leadership, and unwavering commitment to people-first values laid the foundation for everything Lippert is today. His legacy lives on in our culture, our team, and the communities we serve." Larry Lippert co-founded a company manufacturing galvanized mobile home roofing under the Duratop brand. That small operation eventually grew into what we know today as LCI Industries. Lippert led the company until retiring in 1976. Leadership passed to his son, Doug, and later to his grandson, Jason Lippert, who became CEO in 2003. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Thanks so much for being here. If you got something out of this video, hit the like button. If you want more like it, subscribe. We'll see you on the next one. Bye, everybody.